Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
That's what they call me around here, Mr. Humble, and so richly deserved, too. Welcome back, 34 After the Hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm very excited about having our good friend Adam Beretta back on the show. Adam has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last few years, co-founder of Advantage Gold, a leading company in the precious metals market, author of Gold is a Better Way and Other Wealth-Building Secrets Wall Street Doesn't Want You to Know. And I recently just found out that he's working on another book that we're gonna expect him to help us, to let us help him launch it on the show. He's our good friend Adam Beretta. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. So folks, as you remember, today is the second of a two-day meeting by the Federal Open Market Committee, the Fed, the group of people who are members of the Federal Reserve Board, America's central bank, who set monetary policy for not only for us but in large part for the world. And Adam, one of the things I want to talk to you about, I was just talking before you got here, about how things, about what got us into 2008, what caused us to 2008 to happen, the collapse basically of the shadow banking system when the collateral got so bad, the shadow banking system basically just bollocksed up and rejected the collateral that were being offered, and that disrupted the liquidity of basically the global market almost, and we had a financial collapse because it surprised a bunch of people. I don't think the Fed is – it seems to me that in the last few months, the Fed has dealt with something very similarly in what they call the repo market, what I'm calling the shadow banking system. They kind of bailed out the repo market, didn't they? Were they trying to avoid another 2008? What do you think?
Well, you know, I think it probably makes sense to just take a look at what's happened over the last year and then answer that question.
All right.
See, remember, 1 year ago, we had a new sheriff in town in Jerome Powell, and he was raising rates and reducing the balance sheet because no more accommodation was necessary. And in the course of 1 year, the Federal Reserve has gone from that stance to then after the meltdown in Q4 last year to then remaining patient and putting interest rates on hold. And then a few months later, well, now we're going to lower rates because we need to be more accommodative and three rate cuts. And then, yes, now in the last few months, we have what's called this is not QE, which is exactly what it is, where the Federal Reserve has pumped about $400 billion back into the system. Their balance sheet is now back above $4
trillion. Wow.
They've added 10% liquidity. And the big question is, you know, what's going on? Yeah? And ultimately, the answer is I think not a lot of people are certain, but I believe they it works the following way. The major banks are sitting on a lot of liquidity.
Yeah.
And in the overnight market, they lend to one another and lend to borrowers that need to borrow overnight.
That's the shadow banking system.
That's the shadow banking
system. Or sometimes now, called the repo market, right?
That's exactly right. It's called the repo market. And it typically works very well. But back in September, what we saw was that the repo rates on the overnight spiked as high as 10% because there was no liquidity and the borrowers couldn't get the money that they were looking for.
Right.
And what's interesting is that the argument has been that the regulatory issues and the amount of reserves that the big banks are being required to hold is limiting their ability to make these loans on the open market. quite frankly, I think what you pointed out about the problems we had in, you know, 07 and 08 could be exactly what's happening here, is that the big banks, the Chases, the Jamie Dimons of the world are looking at these loans that they're being offered and saying, I don't care about the 10%. We don't like the collateral, so we're not going to lend.
Do you think that's what happened in September of 2019 and the Fed averted another financial meltdown?
I do believe that that's very likely because,
that sure wasn't highly reported, was it? I mean, they've kept that. I haven't heard a lot of other people talk about that. Maybe they have, but folks, I think it's important to point these out. Mike, my job here is to help you understand what to expect going forward. I think the economy is strong, but I think the financial markets have some issues, and we're going to get Adam Beretta to help us understand that better after the break, including what role does gold play in all this. Stay with us. Down the street one day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.